Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Deirdre Swift from the Usenag SBCA joins us on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
How are you?
I wish I could say I was good, but obviously.
challenges, and I'm pretty sure your challenges have just, they're just overwhelming at the moment.
They are, and they are escalating on a daily basis, and it's just so sad and just so disappointing.
I want to start with, the first question is, are you receiving the necessary relief and money from the municipality at the moment?
No, we are not. We haven't for months. We haven't. And, you know, this is like an historical sort of occurrence. You know, since 2018, we've been battling to actually receive the contractual, you know, for them to sort of contractually pay us as they've agreed to. So, no, we are not.
That's scary, yeah.
Deirdre, morning, Charlie. Deirdre, with that current situation as it stands, how can the public assist with donations in the meanwhile?
Morning, Charlie.
Morning. No problem.
What we have done is, our need, our most urgent need at the moment is financial. We have to pay bills. We're happy for donations in kind, but our challenge at the moment is to pay our suppliers and to get, for medical supplies to be able to put fuel in our vehicles so that we can attend to cruelty, so that we can help all of these animals. So what we have done is on our website page, www.utenagspca, we have actually set up a donation page where we have put all the options on the page as to how the public can assist us. It's various methods of making financial donations, and also obviously our most urgent needs as far as our wish list is concerned is also on that page.
Deirdre, I just want to touch on COVID and the impact that it's had on families, with a lot of families not being able to afford having animals, and therefore it then gets given to you. And you need to take care of those animals and find them a new home. Are you finding that this is happening? And also, are you full at the moment?
Yes. COVID has impacted us very badly. It's exactly as you said, Wayne. There are many, many more animals that are being surrendered. August, September and October, the number surrendered over that period was 1,723 animals.
Wow.
And it's obviously escalating. You know, it started 200 and whatever in August, and last month it was just over 500 animals that came in. So basically the pressure is really on us. We do understand that families are also, struggling financially, and it is obviously preferable if they cannot afford to look after these animals that they do surrender them, because obviously that they cannot be left out there, you know, not being fed, not being taken care of. So while we understand that, obviously the pressure that gets put onto us and onto other shelters is immense. This is why this whole sort of non-payment thing is impacting on us so badly.
Deirdre, yeah. I mean, it all sounds doom and gloom right now, but I mean, are you seeing the light? Is there light at the end of the tunnel? Is somebody putting their hand up and assisting you and going, you know what, we're going to fight this fight, we're going to get the money from the municipality for you? Is this happening?
At the moment, no. We are trying to, the SPCA committee is trying to actually get it sorted out. We haven't had any sort of offers of outside help to try and get this. But what I must say is that there are a few of the councillors at the municipality that have recently contacted me and have said that they will do their best to try and assist us. I haven't yet had feedback, but I'm hoping that they are making progress.
Deirdre, dire straits, absolutely. I see you've posted the banking details on your Facebook page. What we will also do on our Facebook page, just for our listeners, we'll share those banking details for folk who can donate financially. But for folk who have access to food and the like, can they drop those donations off anywhere?
Absolutely. They can either drop at the SPCA, or they can contact us, and I mean, we're happy to go and collect. We obviously cannot go through to PE every day, because we're obviously limited with fuel resources. And then Also, we normally, Westring Vet in Boshoff Street are normally very good to us. If, you know, they can be dropped off there as well, and we will collect from them. So we can do that as well. And I think, Charlie, I think we have sort of put what our urgent sort of like it needs as far as, I know people, you know, often donate, the food is fine, but we are obviously in desperate need of small white puppy pellets. We have so many puppies on site. Adult food we are okay with for the time being, but we would happily take any kind of food. But our need now at the moment, our most desperate need is to be able to feed the puppies.
Absolutely. I mean, look, I mean, as you said at the start of the conversation, this is like an historical thing that keeps happening over and over again, where you're just not receiving the money that you should be getting from the municipality. And I really hope this is the last time that we have this conversation, because it shouldn't be happening. It should just happen. The money should just be paid to you, and you shouldn't be having any of these challenges. And we'll try from our side to try and find some solutions to getting this money to you.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I have to say not also the historical part as well, Wayne, is that, you know, having we normally have a permanent contract. We've been battling since 2018, and we've been on what they call an informal tender. What comes with this as well is with a permanent contract, we get paid an annual retainer fee, which is a sizable amount, and we get paid up front. That fee normally covers, you know, supplying bowls and blankets and sort of basic treatment for the stray animals that come in. Now, since 2018, we haven't received that either. So, you know, that's an additional sort of 120,000 rand a year, which we've had to cover on our own, which the municipality hasn't given to us and which they normally do give to us. So it's not just the whole non-payment thing on a monthly basis. It's also that we are losing out on sort of fees that they are supposed to give us with a formal contract.
Wow. Yeah, you're facing a lot of challenges at the moment, and we'll do our best to try and assist you. And Deirdre, we've got to just thank you for all the hard work that you've been doing. Obviously, during COVID, it's been a hard time for everyone, and you've had to deal with, obviously, your own issues in life and then also this. So thank you for all the hard work that you do, and to everybody at the SPCA as well.
Thank you so much, Wayne. And may I just also just say that to all the people, to everybody out there who has so far responded to our plea for financial assistance, we are very, very grateful to everybody who's put their hand up so far. We cannot thank them enough, but we've still got a long way to go. So thank you so much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.